New York State Senator David Carlucci says much will be accomplished in the legislative session that begins in 2 weeks. The Democrat from Rockland County talks about topics from legalizing recreational marijuana to revamping the state's numerous authorities. State Senator Carlucci, whose 38th district includes most of Rockland County and a piece of Westchester, is hopeful legislators will vote to legalize recreational marijuana.
I think we have a possibility to have recreational marijuana. I think this is an issue that we just have to get real about. The fact of the matter is that you can go to Massachusetts, the whole country of Canada, and many other neighboring states are moving towards recreational marijuana. And with the issues that we keep seeing, we have an epidemic with addiction. And I think the way that we start to combat that is we get real about it. We regulate these products. We make sure that money is going towards treating addiction, to fighting the stigma. And the fact that we think that we could just have this product be illegal or not regulated, it just doesn't make sense. We've already moved to decriminalize marijuana in New York State. That's the law of the land. To me, it's just silly that we don't move forward with having best practices in place, being able to tax it, being able to regulate it, being able to keep consumers safe, and end the black market that's been disastrous to our economy and to the people in our communities. So we have to move forward with recreational marijuana in New York State. I think it's the smart thing to do. Obviously, the devil's in the details, but that's something that we can figure out. Multiple other states have already done it. I think we're very close, and I'm hopeful we can get it done this legislative session.
But is there anything that you think is, you know, if we can just iron out this one issue, I think we're pretty good in getting it passed.
I think at the end of the day, when we talk about something like marijuana that has been so stigmatized for so many years, this issue is about the stigma, and it's about making sure that we find a way to regulate it appropriately. But I think we still have a mindset in this state where we say, hey, let's just sweep it under the rug. We'll just not talk about it, and somehow the problem will go away. And I find that we have to face these issues head on, that we have to be real with what we're dealing with. And the fact is that marijuana is accessible to people in New York State. Unfortunately, it's not regulated. It's been decriminalized. And I feel that consumers and people that are using this product are at risk. And we're not doing the right thing by not moving into the 21st century. And I'm hopeful that we can have a system in place. We can model many of the other states that have already moved forward with a program that's working. So I'm hopeful we can get it done. But I understand that there's a lot of skepticism. And we're dealing with a paradigm shift, a major paradigm shift than where we were just a few years ago. But the science shows, the reports have told us that moving towards recreational marijuana is really the right thing to do. It'll keep our communities safe and make sure that we end the black market.
With the state facing a roughly $6 billion budget shortfall, tax revenue from the business and sale of recreational marijuana could help even just a bit.
I've never been one to say that we should move forward with recreational marijuana because of the taxes. I think it's more about safety to the public and regulating a product that's being used by people in New York. However, I think that, yes, there is revenue to be generated by the state and localities across New York. And with a budget gap that we're addressing, I think it's another reason to move any of these revenue-generating ideas forward. So if that gives it its extra push, I'm all in favor of it, and I agree that it would be overall a revenue generator for New York.
The New York State Thruway Authority Board of Directors recently approved a toll proposal for the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. And the New York State Bridge Authority Board of Commissioners also just approved a toll increase for the 5 bridges spanning the Hudson River, from the Bear Mountain to the Rip Van Winkle. Panning out, Carlucci says there should be reform.
At the end of the day, I am a staunch believer that we cannot continue to fund our infrastructure on tolls. It's a regressive fee. It hurts working families the most. And we have to have a system in place that will work long term. And just by tolling and tolling residents in our community is not the answer. I believe when you look at the Bridge Authority, the Thruway Authority, the Metropolitan Transit Authority, the Port Authority, The list goes on and on. In fact, we have over 1,000 authorities in New York State. The time has come for reform, to start to consolidate these authorities, to make sure that we don't have a balkanized system in place for infrastructure. And it just goes to show that we have to be working together. And it's another proposal that I'm hopeful we'll be able to get some results this legislative session, where we start to modernize, reform, and consolidate all of these authorities for the benefit, ultimately, of the commuters in New York State, to the toll payers in New York State, and the taxpayers in New York State. So we have to remember that these entities are all independent. They've been around for a long time. Times have changed, and I believe it's time to rein them in and start to look where can we have efficiencies and cost savings and make these entities more transparent. And that's something that, as the public is aware that these tolls, we're very concerned that they can rise. Elected officials and the public have little authority over the authorities. And that's something that I think we need to change and bring into the light of day, to have more transparency, have more efficiencies, and I'm hopeful that can get done this year.
Budget negotiations in Albany typically go down the last minute before the April 1st deadline, and again at the end of the session in June. This year's session will be shorter than usual.
When you look at the number of days, it's only a few days shorter. What they've done is kind of consolidated the session, so you have longer weeks. And I think that's good. What I've always said is, hey, let's get these contentious issues addressed right away. We know we have to deal with them. Don't kick the can down the road. Let's tackle the hard issues as soon as we get up there in January. And that's something that our majority leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, has done. We did last year with sending over 900 bills to the governor's desk. I was proud to be able to get more bills to the governor's desk than any other lawmaker in the state. And that happens by starting early, having a plan as soon as you get up there, and tackling the big issues right away. So I think this is a good idea, and I'm hopeful that it will yield results for residents in New York State.
Carlucci, in his fifth term, is seeking the Democratic nomination in an increasingly crowded primary field to run for New York's 17th congressional district. Congresswoman Nita Lowey is not seeking re-election. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.